But I do wrong.
Chris locked up behind something he done for you. And you downtown with the police?
I ain't say a word.
Yeah, that's what you say. But it's how you carry yourself. Always apart. Always asking why. When you should be doing what you told. You was never one of us. You never could be.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, August 6th, 2018. Welcome to Day 564. Donald Trump admitted that the 2016 Trump Tower meeting between top campaign aides and a Russian lawyer was intended to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. Quote, "This was a meeting to get information on an opponent, totally legal and done all the time in politics, and it went nowhere. I did not know about it," end quote. Trump's tweet contradicted his son's original statement about the meeting, which was dictated by Trump. The statement said that the meeting was to discuss the adoption of Russian children. Meanwhile, Trump told confidants that he's worried about how the Robert Mueller probe could impact his son Trump Jr.'s life. Mueller is investigating Trump Jr.'s role in organizing the June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower, with Russians promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. One advisor said Trump doesn't believe his son intentionally broke the law, but that Trump Jr. may have inadvertently wandered into legal jeopardy. Trump tweeted that his concern about Trump Jr.'s potential legal exposure from the meeting was fake news reporting and a complete fabrication. A report from the Washington Post says documents from Trump's voter fraud commission, quote, "do not contain evidence of widespread voter fraud," end quote. That's according to Maine Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap, one of the panel's 11 members. Dunlap said that after reading through more than 8,000 pages of documents, quote, "the goal of the commission seems to have been to validate Trump's claims that 3 to 5 million people voted illegally," end quote. The panel was disbanded in January, and the White House claimed at the time that despite substantial evidence of voter fraud, the commission was shut down due to legal challenges from states. The panel never presented any findings or evidence of widespread voter fraud. Chris Kobach, the commission's vice chair, however, said at the time that the panel was shut down because, quote, "some people on the left were getting uncomfortable about how much we were finding out," end quote. The Associated Press says Trump signed an executive order to reimpose several sanctions against Iran. 3 months after unilaterally pulling the U.S. out of the horrible one-sided Iran nuclear deal, Trump said that today's move is meant to exert maximum economic pressure against Iran. Trump also warned all other countries to, quote, "make clear that the Iranian regime faces a choice, either change its threatening, destabilizing behavior and reintegrate with the global economy, or continue down a path of economic isolation," end quote. Meanwhile, the New York Times says two of the largest American steel companies, both of which have deep ties to the Trump administration, have successfully objected to hundreds of tariff exemption requests by American companies that buy foreign steel. Nucor and United States Steel objected to 1,600 exemption requests, which were filed with the Commerce Department over the last several months, arguing that companies should not be exempt from the tariffs because the imported products are readily available from American steel manufacturers. The Trump administration established a process for companies to request exclusions from the metal tariffs, but the Commerce Department also allowed American companies to challenge those exclusion requests. So far, not a single exclusion challenge by those two steel companies have failed. And finally, a federal judge ruled on Friday that the Trump administration must fully restore the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, setting a 20-day deadline for the administration to do so. D.C. District Court Judge John Bates said the Trump administration failed to justify its proposal to end DACA and that its rationale for dropping the program was inadequate. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, a district court judge has struck down a federal election commission rule allowing for anonymous donations to dark money groups. Two, Maria Butina, the alleged Russian spy, socialized with a former Trump campaign aide just weeks before the 2016 election. Three, the DNC warned Democrats running in November's midterms not to use devices by Chinese manufacturers ZTE and Huawei. And four, the Newseum in Washington, D.C. stopped selling the You Are Very Fake News t-shirts from its store. The online store is still selling Make America Great Again hats. And now moving over to the Department of Paul Manafort's trial. And as you may know, instead of writing summary recaps of the trial, Matt has tried to provide a few daily links to the live coverage, which you can find on the main website. The main headlines for today, which is day 4 of the trial, are as follows. The prosecution has been diving into Manafort's alleged tax and bank fraud charges. Mueller is looking at Manafort's tax returns, which he says are phony. Judge Ellis lost his patience with Mueller's prosecutors and ended court early over a screw-up. And an accountant conceded the possibility of wrongdoing regarding Manafort's double life. Quote, "They never told us about any income deposited in foreign accounts," Manafort's accountant told jurors. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas. And just a quick note before we go, everyone. I know it's been a while since I tacked on one of these end-of-podcast messages, but it would be really great if you would go over to iTunes or Podcast Addict or Stitcher or wherever else you listen to this podcast and leave us a little review. Let us know what you think, what you like about the podcast, and what you'd like to see us do in the future. It actually really helps us a lot more than you might think. So if you got a few seconds, just take your time, open the app, and leave us a little note. Thanks so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.